The Los Angeles Times has a new poll of registered voters today that shows President Bush leading Senator Kerry 49-46, the president's first lead in that poll. This may not mean anything. Polls are unreliable predictors of elections that are months off. But as Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports, there are other ways of forecasting, some scientific, some not.
The folks at the University of Iowa's Business School think they know how to predict the outcome of the presidential election. First, they say you need to stop thinking of President Bush and John Kerry as candidates and start thinking of them as pork bellies or frozen orange juice, commodities to be bought and sold. That's exactly what they do at the Iowa electronic markets. Traders buy and sell Kerry and Bush contracts, in effect betting on who's going to win in November. The market uses real money, up to $500 per trader.
Presumably, you know, each trader that comes onto our markets hopefully think they know something about what the outcome of the election is likely to be, or else they wouldn't be trading.
That's Robert Forsythe, co-founder of the market. Just like the Chicago futures market, he says, the Iowa market relies on the collective wisdom of a few thousand traders to select the correct price, or in this case, predict the outcome of November's election. Since its founding 16 years ago, the Iowa market has been extremely accurate, only off by about 1.5%, compared with roughly 4% for the polls. The wisdom of the market has not always prevailed. They got it wrong in the 2000 election. But the people who run the market stand by the underlying principle. Traders, they say, put aside who they would like to win in November and focus instead on who they think is going to win. In other words, nothing concentrates the mind like the prospect of losing a few $100. Again, Robert Forsythe.
We can only credit it to the profit motive that by trying to make a few dollars here, they are able to come up with a pretty good forecast.
And who does the futures market like in November? President Bush by a nose. Yale University economist Ray Fair has devised another way of predicting the outcome. He's taken James Carville's tired line, "It's the economy, stupid," and turned it into science, or at least social science. Going back to 1916, Professor Fair found that it was the state of the economy more than any other factor, even wars and social upheavals, that determine the outcome. According to Professor Fair's formula, President Bush is on track for a landslide victory in November with more than 57% of the vote.
If the equation is correctly specified, in the sense that the future will be like I've estimated the past to be, then the probability Bush loses is very small, if it's correctly specified, and that's where the big if comes in.
Professor Fair is the first to admit his formula is not foolproof. There's always a chance that voters will change the way they've acted over the past 88 years. So if we can't rely on the polls or the markets or a Yale University economist to predict the outcome of the election, what can we rely on? Sure, there's always astrology and numerology, but I prefer the in-law method.
1964, I voted for Johnson. In 1968... I voted for Nixon.
That's my father-in-law, David Moshavi, a retired engineer.
In 1980, I voted for Reagan. In 1984...
Ever since he became a U.S. citizen in 1962, he has voted for the winning candidate, or in the case of the 2000 election, with the candidate who won the popular vote, Al Gore. In other words, for nearly half a century, as goes David Moshavi, so goes the American people. I asked him how he chooses a candidate.
I'm looking for a leader who is strong in foreign affairs. I define myself as being a Scoop Jackson type of a Democrat. I think, well, maybe subconsciously, I admire force. And I like to have a strong president.
Moshavi says come November, he'll be voting for President Bush, no matter what the polls say. But if this election turns out to be as close as the one 4 years ago, all bets are off. No one can predict the outcome. Not the best pollsters or the wisest markets or the most reliable in-laws. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.